Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mark McClune joins us from Channel 5 CBS in Phoenix. A lot going on out there. How's it going, Mark?
It's going okay. Sun Devils are playing well, but between the Cardinals and the Suns, we have enough bad news around here to, I guess, for us for the entire year. It's been a crazy couple days here with the firing of a coach and the Cardinals losing their quarterback most likely for the season.
Yeah. Did you think that at all? Have they talked at all, anybody out there, about the fact that that they're seeing him in terms of Carson Palmer, that he's slipping, and that it's there's a light at the end of the tunnel for his career? Anybody saying that?
No, I mean, I think he played very poorly the first game against Detroit and really picked it up. And then you saw when Adrian Peterson signed a week ago, he looked like a 20-something-year-old Carson Palmer. But I think we all kind of knew when there was speculation in the offseason, he was coming back for another year. Maybe Bruce Arians, Larry Fitzgerald, they were kind of the three amigos here trying to go out and make one more run at the Super Bowl. And now with this, you just never know. I mean, Carson Palmer, he's told me in interviews he wanted to play till he was 40. Now, that was about 3 or 4 years ago, and he's kind of hasn't really said anything specifically about it the last couple years. But you do kind of think about, with the Cardinals' offensive line not really protecting him, how much more punishment can he take?
He said that he thinks he can come back in 5 weeks. Is he crazy?
I mean, he's a fast healer, but we'll see. I mean, if they're in it, I think he could. But, I mean, it's a broken arm, and he's having surgery. So I would be shocked, but then again, if this is his last hurrah, I guess everything's on the table at this point.
So are you surprised at how they've looked this year?
No, I mean, they look like this last year. I'm surprised that it just really fell off a cliff after the NFC title game 2 years ago. I really thought last year they'd come back and bounce back a little bit. But I feel like they got old quick. They've kind of tried to, patch it together with Adrian Peterson and different signings on defense. But, Tyrann Mathieu hasn't been the same. He's been battling injuries. The team kind of gets their swagger from him. Larry Fitzgerald's playing his heart out, but, how much longer can he do this? And just the offensive line. I know it's an issue everywhere. And you have injuries, but they haven't protected Palmer, and just the offense has looked clunky at times. And I mean, they got they're going to give Drew Stanton a shot. They're going to go play San Francisco. He won in San Francisco last year as a starter on Thursday Night Football, and then I guess after that you got Blaine Gabbert, and they just signed former Sun Devil Mike Bercovici. So what they do at quarterback point, I think, will be just dictated about how the chains move, but. Yeah, I just back to your original question. I'd be very surprised if Carson Palmer came back this season for sure.
Wow. So Mark McClune with us from CBS 5 in Phoenix. What is the situation with the basketball team? Oh, my God. You fire the coach gets fired. Like, I'm watching them play right now. I got the game on. And I think they're actually winning, aren't they? Are they winning?
They were winning 57-51 when I walked outside and not wake up my kids to do this interview.
Yeah, I think they were up 9, but they're. Yeah. Tell me about, so the coach gets fired, and then now the Bledsoe drama. What is going on? What happened there?
Well, it's fitting that one of the news reports we had today here in Phoenix was a man was lighting a series of dumpster fires, like actual dumpster fires. We kind of joked that he went over and lit one at the Cardinals facility and the Suns facility. But, yeah, this has been coming for a while for the Suns. They weren't any good last year. Eric Bledsoe has been the subject of trade talk for years, and it just kind of came to a head. They lost 2 games by over 40 points. I mean, this is their 50th season. They almost lost opening night by 50. So you can't have that. Earl Watson paid the price for that 3 games into the season. And then Eric Bledsoe tweeting, "I don't want to be here anymore." He says he was referring to he did not want to be at the hair salon with his wife anymore. But Ryan McDonough came out and said today the Suns GM, he didn't believe Bledsoe. So Bledsoe's days are looking like they're done here in Phoenix. And we'll be surprised. Maybe the Suns can get their first victory tonight. I don't know how many of them they're going to be this season.
So are you serious? That's what his excuse was, is that he was talking about being at the hair salon with his wife?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why he would tweet that. What would why a man making an organization's paying $15 million a year would tweet that, but he did, and that was his excuse. And McDonough flat out said today in the press conference he did not believe Bledsoe was telling the truth. So, I mean, maybe that's Bledsoe's way of forcing his way out. Maybe he wanted to end up in Cleveland all along with LeBron, and that's his strategy. And, I mean, if that was his strategy, it certainly worked, because I don't think you're going to see him in a Suns uniform again.
Is he going to Cleveland?
Oh, you know, I'm sure that's the ultimate goal. They've been friends for a long time. They have the same agent. And there's been, you know, around the Kyrie Irving trade talk, that was the whole thing. Could Eric Bledsoe end up in Cleveland? Could the Suns get Kyrie Irving? So I think that's been a desire of his for a long time. But then, you know, DeAndre Jordan tweeted today for Bledsoe to go back to L.A. So who knows where this all ends? I just know that Eric Bledsoe seriously drove down his trade value and the Suns' ability to do anything with that tweet.
I know that here in New York, the Knicks had expressed interest in him, and I think that, but they were unwilling to give up anything that they had of value, like their top pick, this Nil Aquina kid. I don't think that Phoenix really wants anything they have.
Yeah, well, I think at this point they'll take a bag of balls just to get rid of him. I think it's just you can't put him back out there, and the team is so young. It's the second youngest team, you know, in the league. And you know, the Bledsoe's played well. I actually thought he was going to have a decent year. 27 years old, kind of a guy who's going to lead the team. But you know, he's kind of in charge out there. And when you lose both games by 40, it gets put on you. It gets put on the coach. And I think we've just got a huge dumpster fire here in the deserts.
What do you think of Josh Jackson, watching him play? Because I kind of like watching him play.
Yeah, another young guy, another guy with crazy ability, plays really hard. And I think that's what has excited everybody since he was drafted. He was another guy, as we thought the Suns might try to make a run at Kyrie Irving, another guy they were going to have to give up. And the Suns obviously didn't want to part with him because they liked the ability, you know, too much, and didn't want to have Irving for 2 years and then be back to where they are right now. So, yeah, Jackson had a pretty decent game tonight. And but, you know, he was walking off the floor in L.A. this weekend and appeared to make some sort of gesture like he was shooting a gun. He said today that wasn't the case. But that's another example of a young guy. A lot of young guys kind of making their mistakes out here in Phoenix. And I think you're going to see that a lot this year. Just the frustration's boiling over, and we're not even four games into the season.
That's crazy. Mark McLoone with us. Real quick, what did you think of these wins over Washington and Utah for the Sun Devils? And now they have USC this week. Can they do it again?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the surprise and the pleasant surprise. And thank goodness for those of us covering sports out here in Arizona that we have that to talk about. Because, yeah, the Sun Devils beating Oregon, beating Washington, going up and whipping Utah. And, you know, Todd Graham's defense is one of the worst in the country last year. He brought in Phil Bennett, the former Baylor defensive coordinator, and they've put things together. They've battled through injuries too. And I don't see any reason why they can't make a run at the Pac-12 South. And people have been talking Rose Bowl around here, which, I mean, who would have thought that back in August? So circle your calendars though, because November 25th, Friday after Thanksgiving, Arizona and Arizona State, a lot could be on the line there. I don't know if you've seen that kid, Khalil Tate, the quarterback down at Arizona, but he's special too. So, thank goodness for college football out here in Arizona. We got a couple of good stories to talk about.
Yeah, I've seen Tate play, and I saw him do it against Cal this week. That's three in a row they've won. Do you think they can beat Washington State?
Yeah, I mean, the Cougs traditionally, I think, have struggled down in Tucson. Not as much recently. It's just kind of there's like a force field around the stadium in Tucson. But yeah, I think they can. I think Khalil Tate is, even though his numbers weren't astronomical, in the overtime win over Cal, they were still pretty decent. And I think Arizona's just playing him with a swagger right now, and you saw that even kind of translate to the defense in overtime. So, yeah, I think Arizona, there's no reason why they shouldn't win that game at home. And, I mean, I would be disappointed if the Sun Devils didn't handle USC this week, especially the way SC looked at Notre Dame last Saturday.
Great stuff going on in the college football scene down in the Valley. Mark, thanks for coming on the bench. Great stuff tonight. Sorry about the Suns. We'll keep an eye on him. I actually like watching Josh play ball, and we'll see what happens with Bledsoe, and we'll see how the Cardinals respond with Stanton. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
Sure. Sure, anytime. Thanks for having me.
There is Mark McClune from Channel 5 in Phoenix.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.